Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You think your partner is cheating? We bait them on their DMs to see what the truth is.
It's the Love Test with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Victoria, your love test is a little bit different because it's not someone that you're in a relationship with. Who is it, and why do you want us to give them the love test?
Well, it's actually my neighbors, and I've kind of been dealing with this problem for several weeks, and I'm really debating, like, if I should do something or just, like, leave it alone.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay, so these neighbors, they moved in over the summer, and, like, they're nice. We get along, but definitely, like, I wouldn't call them friends or anything.
Okay.
And, It's just a couple. They don't have kids. They live in this big house. And we talked to them casually. They've been married for a couple of years. And he has this job where it causes him to travel a lot regularly. Like, he's gone, I'd say, like, once or twice a month he's gone. Mm. A few weeks after they moved in, I noticed that whenever he's gone, there's another car in the driveway or, like, on the street in front of their house.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But this car is, like, never there when the guy is in town. So, like, I know it's not my business. I don't want to be, like, that creepy neighbor, but, like, and I should probably stay out of it. But, like, I've been curious, like, is this, like, was it, like, a relative? Is it somebody on the side?
Uh-huh. You know,
a visitor.
Like, okay.
Yeah. So then I know I said I don't want to be creepy, but then I kind of started watching more.
Yeah. So you actually that was a lie. You were minding everyone's business.
I have good intentions, though.
Okay.
So 3 weeks ago, he was out of town and I saw another guy in the house.
Oh,
up in the window.
Right. Yeah, well, okay, speaking of, I watch, and the guy goes to the window and closed the curtains.
Oh, like they knew there being
one. What in the rear window is happening with this neighborhood?
Wow.
So I'm, like, watching one of those scenes exactly, like, in a movie. Like, it's, like, rear window, but it's, like, just my side window.
Real.
Yeah, and so it's happening right before my eyes. And this looking like this couple's having an affair. And then last week, I saw a different guy.
Okay.
Wait, a guy, like it's a different guy than the one you previously saw. And you think that this is just like, I'm trying to think of a delicate way to say this. a fun cavalcade of men that come through for this lady.
Nothing better.
That's a very nice way to say it.
Okay.
Maybe she's running a massage therapy
outside of her house.
Maybe she's selling essential oils.
Well, they got to close the curtains.
Yes.
Why do you have to close the curtains for that?
Or maybe
they're
doing pest control. I don't know. They're sending out different people.
every
week.
Every time.
Got an infestation.
Yeah, in their private cars that are unmarked.
Oh, geez.
Wow. Okay. So this literally could be anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know how we're going to figure this out, Holly. Like,
I don't know.
We're just going to have to get some information from you about this woman.
Yeah, I feel bad.
She invites you over.
But this is, you're not in a relationship with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to just look out for the guy? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm just looking at the whole situation. Like, I like to think that, like, I'm a positive neighborhood watch. So, like, I'm just, like, taking in the situation, but all of this stuff is not adding up to be, like, a good scenario. And, like, now I'm I don't know. It makes me a little worried. It makes me a little nervous. It makes, because, like, now if it is true and I have all this information and I do nothing, am I a terrible person? Like, they've only been married a couple years. Like, should I? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just really worried.
I'm just nervous about myself, frankly.
If you get into this because you don't know them.
Yeah.
What? I mean, this literally could be anything. And so it makes me a little worried.
And we're not going to really know the truth, like the truth. Like, we're going to get more of an. I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
I need someone got to help me with this.
Yes, we will. Let's get some more information from you. Because obviously we try to be very broad when we're on the air, so we don't give away who this is or like what neighborhood in Tampa you live in. But let's get some more information to see if this is something that we could take on, because I'm just a little worried that this could be setting you up for serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
If like, maybe they know about it. Maybe that's perfectly within the bounds of their marriage. So,
and
I don't know.
It's not really your business. This is what I'm having a hard time with. It's like you're not in a relationship with these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not your business.
Absolutely.
But so, I get it.
Right. So let's take you off the air and let's get some information. And so we'll see what we can come up with, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. We got Victoria. She's on hold. I'm having reservations about this.
Yeah. Maybe we could talk about it off the air, but I just feel like... my soul is like,
it's a little shady.
Red flag. Like, this is the red. There's some red
flag. It's the Twitter red flag.
When someone asks you to do a love test on your neighbor, red flag, red flag, red flag. Red flag.
Bill and Trinity, what do you think?
No.
Don't do it?
No, man. They go need to mind their own business.
Right?
Just stirring up fire, dude.
This is a lot.
Need to mind their own business.
I already don't like this segment because I feel like worry about it.
Worry about your own problems.
Mm. Right. So, thank you, Bill. We appreciate it. I'm seeing some tweets come in. Like K-Dubs just says, this woman sounds like the neighborhood Karen. Maybe they're swingers.
Again. And if they are, it's not our business to know.
Right. Well,
they're
I just
in a relationship with them.
I posted this on the Hot 101.5 Insta and Facebook page. Should we even attempt this love test? So let us know there.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.